Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. A beautiful morning here, almost a clear sky. Well, I guess it's a little bit like cloudy, but not any significant way. It's a huge blue canvas up there. And last night, I got to tell you, I walked it down the hill a bit to the other side where there's some sort of overlook or something. I don't know exactly what it is, but I just sort of hung out there with the dog watching the mountains as the sun set. It was absolutely beautiful. The scenery up here is unparalleled, and we are here until July the 3rd. We are at ForkFest number 6, 2022. Check it out at ForkFest.party if you want to come and hang out with us. That's ForkFest.party. With you today, it's Aria.
Mickey.
I've had coffee.
Good introduction. That, of course, is the captain.
Wearing two pairs of sunglasses, or two pairs of glasses, rather.
That's true.
Well, that way he can see. I mean, I guess that's easier.
I've developed a new technique. I put the sunglasses on first, and then the reading glasses on over them.
Do they not make good reading glasses?
Well, they do, but I just don't have, okay, you know, that kind
this
of thing.
This is just easier for him.
And this just happened because I had the sunglasses on top of my head, and I had the reading glasses on sort of, you know, down towards the edge of my nose, looking all snooty, looking over at him at people like grandmothers do.
Sure.
And then the shades just kind of fell down, you know, in place, and I was like, hey, this works. I can, like, read an article on my phone and protect my eyes from bright light.
Well, we're also in the shade, right?
So, yeah, I mean, I still need shades, man.
Okay, fair enough. So, Nikki, you brought in a story about the California Attorney General. Tell me what's going on with that.
Yes, I did. So, this is from Fox News. A gun rights group fires back at California Attorney General.
Is that a pun? A gun rights group fires back?
Actually, I didn't even catch that. Yeah, it is. So the Attorney General leaked information of firearms data, and Fox News thinks that he should resign, which I tend to agree with that.
The Attorney General himself released it, or he had, like, some mechanism in place that, you know, allowed it to be released?
I'm not sure. It was allegedly an accident.
Allegedly.
But I mean, I doubt that.
That's what they say about all data leaks, from whether it's from a company or a government.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just kind of ironic because the left is really into having people with firearms register them and jumping through all the government hoops. And, you know, what's the worst that could happen? Well, your private and sensitive information could be leaked. That's something that could happen. And clearly it has in California, so.
And that's so typical of, you know, just how things work in general. I don't know how many, you know, governmental leaks there are, but they do sort of want these registration things. And our issue with them isn't whether or not they're going to get leaked into the private sector or anything like that, because I tend to think this data is probably better off in the hands of, you know, the actual public and the private businesses than it is in the hands of the government. But I'm more worried about governments abusing their access to this. Like, they had this registry, okay, now they have the addresses of everyone they need to target.
Yes.
When they go to confiscate guns.
Well, and that's the big thing, and that's why I'm against gun licensure and registration and these things, because it's none of the government's business what I have or who else has things. It's none of their business. And I don't
now
want...
you're talking like an extremist.
Oh, I might be.
Oh, my gosh. Are there extremists on this show?
I believe so, but, I mean, I'm not the expert. You'd have to ask, you know, the FBI and all of them. They're the ones who throw that label around. I don't think it's all that extreme to be like, hey, we should live in peace with one another. To me, that's like the opposite of extreme.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can be on a show with extremists, though. That seems, well, extreme.
It is. Would you prefer enemies of the state? Because I'm certainly,
of course I would.
I'm certainly enemy of the state. Okay,
I would certainly prefer enemies of the state.
All right.
Over the state itself? Hell yeah.
Well, I'm glad we can all agree on that. So, the Office of California's Attorney General, Rob Bonta, released the personal information of thousands of California gun owners and concealed carry permit holders to the public this week. And Second Amendment activists see this as a major breach of privacy.
I gotta be honest, I'm kind of surprised that California has thousands of concealed gun carry permit holders. I mean, they are not inclined to give those. California's one of these may issue states, which means they have discretion.
Yeah.
Or at least they did prior to this latest Supreme Court ruling about guns. They had the ability to say, no, we don't think you should have a concealed carry. You haven't demonstrated us that you have a need for a concealed carry permit.
Well, so to me, California having a bunch of concealed permit holders just tells me that the market for private security is pretty large. And I say that because of places like, oh, I don't know, Hollywood, for example. Bunch of wealthy movie producers, movie stars, that kind of thing. And that whole kind of thing. What do they all have? They all have private bodyguards. They all got private security, not just for themselves, but for the big events that they throw and attend and all that kind of stuff. So those people are the ones that I'm sure have concealed weapons permits.
Good point, and they're probably... No, never mind. So how are people reacting to this other than, you know, being upset about this? I'm still curious about the mechanism. I'm sure the article, you know, doesn't really go into it, but
yeah, probably
how
not.
Did this leak actually happen?
Happened.
I'm going to post this document to this website or whatever.
I'm assuming it does not go into that in the Fox News article, but I'm assuming that it was some sort of, you know, how they it's always like a terrorist organization or, you know, I'm assuming it happened within the database and a glitch of security, or I'm not really sure.
It would be so easy for them to like air gap this database though. And you know, that would be best practice. That's what credit card companies have to do. Or if you have a credit card processor, you literally have to have a server that is air-gapped from the rest of the network.
And that would make sense.
Yeah.
Government isn't subject to those things because, well, they think they're better than everybody else.
I don't think it's even a law that requires that to happen. I think it's the third parties that actually do the credit card processing. They have the very high standards.
Yep.
And we ran into that here on Free Talk Live with the old AMP program. And I ran into it back in the day with one of my old IT companies. One of the companies that my IT firm did consultations for, where the requirements just to have them have the ability to process credit cards directly instead of going through Square or something like that. And it was still going through a third party because all of these ultimately go through some third party. It was just insane.
Well, the one thing that credit card companies have that governments don't when it comes to privacy is they have an incentive to provide good customer service, including securing their data, which governments don't have. They have no incentive to do anything well or within budget or even morally. They have no incentive at all. And
yeah.
So because they don't have the incentive, they're just not going to do these things that are common throughout every industry.
Right, it's exactly like the post office. If any governmental organization should have invented email, it should have been the post office.
Right, yes.
And yet they never, in 1,000 years, would have invented email.
I'm surprised they're not still delivering by horseback.
That's a fair point.
They still have a lot of people on foot, which I suppose does make sense in the city, but...
Sure. I would rather, you know, if I had delivered mail in New York City, I'd rather do it on foot. Then,
yeah.
You know.
I'd rather just not.
That's awesome. I would get the hell out of New York City.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, literally anywhere else would be better. Even, like, Los Angeles would be just ever so slightly better than New York City.
Well, I don't know. I guess there's weirdos in both locations, but...
Yeah, at least it's warm in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's it right there. I've been to New York City once, right? And never again by choice. If I can help it, I will never, ever go back. That's why I was so thrilled to end up not having to go to New York City back in early this month or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't inclined to go. The one time I went, it was an absolute nightmare. The layout of the city, the streets, they don't make any damn sense. Everyone there is angry at everyone else.
I had to do some amazing freeway maneuvering. Fortunately, I'm experienced in driving in heavy traffic in big cities, and so I had to rely on my veteran savvy to do some barging and some shoulder driving and some wedging in between cars and that kind of a thing.
See, mine was particularly unpleasant because the two of you probably never saw it, but I was with Will Coley of Muslims for Liberty at the time, and he didn't have a valid license, so I was driving, and the van was enormous. It was like for a family of eight, and they had like a family of eight or something like that. So it was this enormous van that I'm trying to drive through downtown New York on like 7th Street and Parallel Park and stuff like that. Just an absolute nightmare.
I can only imagine.
I'm sure it would be better in my, you know, Eclipse with the top down and stuff like that, but still, it left such a bad taste in my mouth, I'd never want to do it again. Just like giving information to the government, we're going to talk more about that. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Mm-hmm. Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And as I understand it, Bitcoin is on sale. Has dropped down to about $19,000. So don't just jump into it like a lunatic and buy Bitcoin. First, learn about it. Go to Bitcoin.com, click Getting Started at the top of the page, and take a few minutes out of your day to learn about this important world-changing technology. They have a couple of videos there. You can take as much time as you need to process the information. You can dig as deeply into it as you want. And if you already know about Bitcoin, go to news.bitcoin.com to stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you, all on a sleek, easy-to-use modern website. That's news.bitcoin.com.
I think you can jump into it like a lunatic as long as you do it with a very small amount of money.
Okay, fair.
But I guess that wouldn't be jumping into it like a lunatic, right? That would
well,
be
in every
smart.
Other aspect, right? So if you only had like $100, you know, and you threw $5 at this, $5 at that, $5 at the other, that might be jumping into it like a lunatic, but with a small amount of money.
Well, and that's kind of what I would tell anybody for any sort of investment, and I'm not a financial advisor by any means, but it's normally a wise thing to do is to not invest more than you can afford to lose.
Bingo.
You know,
well, that's
so
sort of the issue I have with Bitcoin as a whole, right? It shouldn't be an investment. But it has become one.
Yeah, for many people it has.
It's because the people who have sort of turned it into an investment still don't quite get it.
Well, no, they get it. They just wanted it to be an investment. What is the word I'm looking for? Where they show a movie to a bunch of people?
A screening.
A screening, yes. Of Who Killed Bitcoin here at the Mises Tent earlier in the week, last week during the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And it makes a compelling argument that all of this was intentionally done by Blockstream, which is in part owned by companies like J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo. And I can't remember the other one. The World Economic Forum has a major investments in Blockstream and stuff like that. So it made a very convincing argument. And, you know, I was of this impression anyway, and here's this documentary that says exactly what I've been saying, but they condensed it down to 45 minutes and cited all of their sources and had all of these awesome little graphs. The only issue I had with Who Killed Bitcoin, which is free to watch on YouTube, is that they should have hired a narrator, someone with a better voice, because the guy
I
who,
can do it. Yeah, anybody needs a narrator.
The guy who did it, his voice was flat, and he spoke at like one pitch through the entire thing.
Oh, the robo monotone?
Yeah.
I am a robot monotone. This
it wasn't
is how
quite
I talk.
That extreme. But it was pretty extreme. I mean, like, the only mark I have against that movie was that, you know, there are countless people in the Liberty community who would have done this narration for free. But, I mean, it's still a great documentary, so check it out. That's Who Killed Bitcoin. And, you know, we're talking, I don't want to get into that any further. We're talking now about this California Attorney General who released, and sorry about all of the background noise. I don't know what is being picked up and what isn't. We are here on site at a campground, and they are cutting grass at the moment. It's like a cacophony of mowers at this point. It's surround sound because they're everywhere.
Well, it's hard to mow the lawn when there's campers all over it. So, you know, some of the campers have left from the Porcupine Festival, and now they're taking advantage of it before the big holiday rolls around.
So we're talking about this California Attorney General. People are calling for his resignation after some number of thousands of people in California had their information, quote, accidentally leaked. And it's unclear, the article doesn't get into how this actually happened, because I don't know how you can accidentally leak a database like this unless you just, I don't know, and the article doesn't explain. So tell us more about what's going on here, Nikki.
So this is what the executive director of Gun Owners of California told Fox News on Wednesday. So he says, "We believe that the Attorney General is either massively incompetent, incredibly negligent, or willing to criminally leak information that he does not have authority to leak."
And who has authority to leak information?
Right? Yeah.
You're the official leak guy.
Well, I guess if it's my information, I would have the authority to, but
is that a
no
leak?
One else would.
Yeah,
I guess it's not a leak. That's
right,
just me releasing my own information, right?
It's not a leak unless it didn't happen on purpose or happened on, you know, not on purpose.
So he goes on to say, "This is so egregious that he should resign. He has placed tens of thousands of abiding citizens in California in harm's way. That is not excusable with an 'I'm sorry.'"
No, it's certainly not. I mean, this is the sort of thing that you can't undo. I remember, was it Visa or it was some credit union, I don't remember exactly what, but they had, you know, millions upon millions of customers' data released onto the black market and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of thing you can't undo with a SAR. And the fallout from this was people had to, you know, get their thousands, if not millions of people, had to get their Social Security numbers changed and all kinds of stuff.
It's ridiculous.
All because of
You could change your Social Security number?
Yes.
Wow.
I didn't know that either, actually.
It generally, you have to be a victim of identity theft, I believe, in order to do it.
And I'm sure it's not an easy thing to do. I'm sure they had to jump through several very annoying hoops to be able to do that.
Yeah, nothing is easy. I know you can get your Social Security number changed because my father, when I turned 18, took out a bunch of credit cards in my name and, you know, did that whole thing.
Okay.
So changing my Social Security number to one he did not know was the only recourse to stop him from doing that for the rest of my life, because otherwise he would have kept on doing it, because that's what, you know, drug addicts do. So you can't do it. It's just, it took a police report and some other crap. Not a pleasant time. And, of course, I had to, at the time, I wasn't sure that it was my dad, so I was just strongly suspicious, right? So I wasn't able to be like, oh, yeah, it was certainly him. Yeah. Never found the credit cards or anything like that, but, yeah. You can do it. It's just frustrating, and it's tedious, and it's a long, drawn-out process, like you would expect it to be when you're dealing with the government.
So apparently on Monday, and it's not really clear whether it was the Monday after the leak or before the leak. I'm going to assume after. But the Attorney General said that a new portal was created to improve transparency in information sharing for firearms-related data.
Okay, so...
So I don't know if that's their solution, but...
It sounds like that's probably what created the issue. They had this new web portal that people could use, and they probably, you know, secured the database using, you know, the username of root and the password of all lowercase password or some nonsense like that.
Admin or whatever.
Yeah. It still amazes me that, you know, like, Windows Server 2008 or 2012 was the most recent one that I really worked on extensively. They were still, you know, having administrator as the default username for administrator accounts. And it's like, the very first thing you want to do as an IT administrator is disable the administrator account and make a new one called, like, Super or whatever, right? Because it's just a massive security leak. I mean, a security vulnerability. And these things are common. Governments are not likely to hire the good IT people. They're most likely to hire their buddy who has an IT company. And he might not be very good. He might not be the best, but he's going to get the job because, you know, it's his wife's cousin who is in charge of picking the one who's doing it.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter if he's the lowest bidder or what. It's like, he's the guy who's going to get the job done.
And he's probably going to do it for more money.
Probably.
Than somebody that's more competent.
Or his business already does, you know, something else or a different kind of business. And they're like, well, he already handles our paper, so let's have him handle our IT.
Yep, and the result is nonsense like this. We're going to keep talking about this. The Attorney General and the massive data leak in California. There is more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is continuing to blame Russia for global inflation. Biden was pressed about soaring gas and food prices while answering questions from reporters in Madrid.
How long is it fair to expect American drivers and drivers around the world to pay that premium for this war.
As long as it takes, Russia cannot, in fact, defeat Ukraine and move beyond Ukraine.
Those comments, as many of you may be trying to beat the 4th of July traffic rush, AAA estimates around 48 million people will hit the roads this holiday weekend, with the worst travel delays expected Thursday and Friday afternoon. This as Delta pilots are picketing over wages and work hours at 7 major Delta hubs, including Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Supreme Court says the EPA overstepped its authority.
The Supreme Court is not feeling the Biden administration's climate change agenda, ruling Thursday that the Environmental Protection Agency cannot pass sweeping regulations that could overhaul entire industries without additional congressional approval. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The FDA wants vaccine makers to update COVID boosters to fight the latest Omicron subvariants. Specifically, officials want BA.4 and BA.5 to be the focus. That's in addition to the virus's original strain. However, Dr. Peter Marks says there will be no changes to the initial two-dose vaccine series. Those who have gotten their first two shots would get a booster that targets Omicron. The Colorado Avalanche are celebrating their third Stanley Cup title with a victory parade and rally in downtown Denver. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live from ForkFest 2022 here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Absolutely beautiful day here. Not overly hot, not overly cold. The breeze here is a little bit on the chilly side.
I like it.
But I'm also sitting here in a skirt and a tank top, so you know, I could just put on more clothes.
No,
what, sort of? I mean,
I'm wearing shorts
of.
And a
dress. It's the equivalent amount of clothing. It's just shaped in different ways.
Fact.
Well, actually, I guess the tank top is different from the collared and, you know, short sleeve shirt. But I want to tell you about Liberty in Our Lifetime. This event coming up in Prague. You can find it at lifetimeliberty.com. Mark Edge is going to be speaking there along with people like Titus Gebel, Magat Wade, Michael Strong, Stephen Livera, and others. Go to lifetimeliberty.com, and when you're checking out, use code FTL20 to get 20% off of your tickets. That's lifetimeliberty.com, FTL20 for your discount code. Because we have been seeing government just overreach expanding throughout COVID-19. And that's one of the reasons this is taking place in Prague. Interestingly enough, they don't have any sort of vaccination requirement to enter the country and things like that. That was a bit of an issue at last year's Lifetime Liberty.
That's a green check mark for Prague.
It is. And I'm not sure how fast these tickets are going to sell out. I do know that within a week of promoting Lifetime Liberty in Our Lifetime, last year, within a week of us promoting it, they were sold out. So don't waste any time. Go to lifetimeliberty.com. Use code FTL20 for 20% off. That's lifetimeliberty.com.
And for those of our listeners who normally watch the show, I think because Ari and I described our attire, it's only fair to describe Nikki's attire today. She's got some, are these yoga pants?
They are yoga pants slash maybe leggings.
Your T-shirt is stylish with the Free the Crypto 6 T-shirt, of course.
Of course.
And then a sort of a woven sweater.
I really like this sweater. I really do.
Thank you. It's one of my favorites.
We can talk about it at the break. I don't want to ask you. Where did you get it? But I do like this sweater. Anyway, we're talking about the California Attorney General here, who has released, quote, accidentally, large amounts of data publicly. It sounds to me like they implemented some new database or something like that. They created some new web portal, I believe was what they said, that would allow, you know, government organizations or government employees to check this database. And after that, or before that, it's unclear, but based on the timeline here, I'm willing to bet that, you know, it was after that. There was suddenly a lot of leak. So they didn't set it up properly. They didn't secure it. They did exactly what you would expect a government to do. I don't think the Attorney General himself is going to actually be responsible for this. I doubt that the Attorney General picks the employee who's going to, or picks the IT firm who's going to implement the database changes.
And I doubt this was an accident. So the information was posted in the California Departments of Justice 2022 Firearms Dashboard Portal, a website that is now temporarily unavailable. So it seems like that was where it was leaked. And the information taken from the state's database of concealed carry permit holders included the thousands of gun owners' full names, date of birth, home address, race, where their concealed carry permit was issued, what type of permit it was.
That is a pretty extensive leak for sure.
And reportedly found, and in the reload, reportedly found in the LA County database was that around 240 reserved officers and 244 judges were among those that had had their information leaked on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, out of all of those people, I can't feel bad about. The reserve officers and the judges are the ones that I don't really feel bad about.
But it's interesting to note that statists, whom often tout things like gun control laws, are, you know, subscribers to concealed weapons permits.
They are, yes, and they like the idea, and all of us would not know because, you know, bad stuff happens when you give the government information. So I can't imagine too many gun enthusiasts staying within California. I realize that California is an enormous state. Like, it is. And it's really hard to appreciate just how enormous it is. We were talking with someone, one of the listeners of the show who listens on K-Talks out there in Northern. Actually, I think the K-Talks itself is not in California. I think it just covers part of California. I don't remember now.
Sure.
But they listen via K-Talks, and there was some other radio station that they asked me about or something. So I checked, and it was like 900 miles from them or something, and it was still within the state of California, and I don't remember the exact number, but it was an enormous drive. It was a longer drive to get from one end of California to the other than it was for me, because this was before a trip, for me to drive to Pennsylvania, like across several states.
Yep.
No, I was going to Ohio. It's just insane how huge California is, and it does cover a wide variety of people, just like New Hampshire does. The people down there in Keene aren't very similar to the people living up here in the White Mountains of New Hampshire.
Yeah, California is a very, very diverse state. And, you know, I met a lot of different people while I was personally out there. And I did meet a lot of people who were gun owners. You know, they had their permits. You know, they were legal gun owners. And when one of the women that I was staying with, she asked me what it takes to get a concealed carry permit in New Hampshire. And she was very shocked to find out when I told her, you don't need anything. And she was telling me about the thousands of dollars she had to spend, the hoops that she had
thousands?
To jump through.
Paperwork.
Yes, thousands, paperwork. And she had been waiting for over a year and had still not received said permit. So
that poor woman.
I'm like, you should probably just move to New Hampshire.
It is one of the things
easier.
I love about New Hampshire, that you're just free to arm yourself. And it's rather common to see folks who are armed.
Yeah.
And guess what? Like, there's, like, no murders here, you know, like, gun crimes are, like, almost non-existent, et cetera, et cetera.
I mean, certainly, we can't say there are no murders here. Obviously, you're being hyperbolic, but
the
murder rate here is extremely low.
It is one of the safest states to live in the country, along with Maine and Vermont, who also have very lenient gun laws.
That's one of the things I got to give the Vermont hippies credit for, right, is that, you know, they are hippies, and Vermont does have, you know, socialist Bernie Sanders, and they do lean to the left, but they lean to the left in a way that is generally tolerable. They understand the importance of gun rights and things like that, and the right to homestead your property and all of this other stuff without having to ask for government permission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know about, like, Maine recently, the whole New England is, it's a majestic concept, right? It's a majestic place. Like, Maine recently passed a right to food bill or something like that, which wasn't a... It sounds like you would expect it to be like, oh, well, yes, this means that a store has to give you food if you're hungry or something like that. But what it actually was is it gives you the right to grow food on your property.
Wow, the fact that that needs to be... said to be allowed, you know what I mean? Like, that's just ridiculous.
I don't know that it was necessary. I think they just wanted to enshrine it. I think they've added it to their constitution.
Well, in some places,
remember. You're
probably not allowed to just grow food on, you know, you have to have a lawn. You're not allowed to grow food where your lawn's supposed to be.
See, that's insane, because I've got a garden growing in my backyard right now. It actually just started producing peas. I can't wait to get back to it, because... Good Lord, the one day that I was back, I did some brief weeding, but the aisles between the rows, they are so overgrown. I'm going to have to actually get an actual weed eater into there to get, or weed whacker, because that's what they call it here, in there to actually get rid of that. And the weeding process is going to take me hours upon hours, because it's been essentially abandoned now for like 10 days, and it's been raining down there. But anyway, it never even occurred to me to ask Keene's permission to do this, and I never would have done it.
Right.
I would have just started doing it. It's my backyard. Yeah. Screw them. You can also have chickens in Keene, and, you know, if the trial coming up in November, that's the Crypto 6, go to thecrypto6.com to find out more about it. And we also actually got the official Crypto 6 teaser trailer released to us today, so we're going to be putting that online and stuff like that. So we'll have a new video for you to watch soon. But anyway, assuming all of that works out for me, next year I'm getting some chickens.
Nice. I love chickens.
I don't, but I love eggs.
Yeah.
And I love eating chickens, but yeah, I'm not going to get out there and like chop them up and, you know, kill them and all of that. They're just they're going to be like pets that lay eggs that I can eat. Because I got a shed right there. It'd be very easy to turn that into a chicken coop, and then, you know, I don't have to worry about it. So there is more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways. new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground up here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, one of the places where you don't have to have government permission in order to have a concealed carry permit. In fact, it's so easy to acquire a gun here in New Hampshire. Literally, all you need is a New Hampshire ID. And if I remember correctly, if you have that, you can go into a gun store, buy a gun, and leave with it that day, yep. If I remember correctly. Just absolutely incredible place. And yet, as Peakless looked up during the break, it is the lowest, has the lowest murder rate in the continental United States, the
dead
lowest
last.
Gun violence. Fewer than one for every 100,000 people is murdered here in New Hampshire. That's an insanely low murder rate. But I have a story here that I want to talk about. Beer made from recycled toilet water wins admirers in Singapore.
Oh, wow.
Recycling at its finest.
It's called New Brew.
Yeah, I bet it is. It's not like urine brow or something like that.
That would have been better. The new Singapore Blonde Ale is made with recycled sewage. Under no circumstances would I drink this.
I'm curious. So the first thing you said was it was recycled water, but now you're saying sewage.
Like, did I say recycled water?
I think so.
I think you said toilet water.
Toilet water,
yeah. Well, I mean,
either way.
The headline, you know, is made to get attention. So.
All right, well, let's hear some more of these.
I tend to think that beer made from recycled sewage would have been a stronger headline, but maybe they didn't want to put the word sewage in the headline. Who knows?
I'm sure they filter it. It's fine.
I have a bunch of questions, of course, but I want to hear a little bit more before I...
The alcoholic beverage is a collaboration between the country's National Water Agency. This is what happens when you have a National Water Agency in your country, too. You end up drinking sewage. Pub and local craft brewery Brewer KZ, first unveiled at a water conference in 2018, a water conference. They have a freaking water conference there in Singapore.
Got to have all the heads of the different types of water get together and make decisions about water.
Clearly, it went on sale in supermarkets and at Brewer KZ outlets in April. I seriously couldn't tell this was made of toilet water.
So, I mean, to be fair, there are plenty of beers on the market already that taste like toilet water.
There are. In my experience, that's most beers, right? Like, we went out to eat at Scorpio's recently, which is a restaurant here in Lancaster. I think it was Monday night we went. I don't remember.
Yeah.
And I got a Sam Summer, which I normally don't drink beer, but that was all they had. And I was like, all right, fine. It was really, really hot. Give me a beer. It was absolutely awful. I don't know how people drink it. It just tasted like yeast. Not good at all. But it did not taste like urine. Like Bud Light, on the other hand, tastes more like urine to me than the Sam Summer did.
I mean, Keystone Ice, that's pretty urine-like.
Mm, yeah.
You know, anything with the label Bush, you know, B-U-S-C-H, right? That's yeah. all generally... Ugh.
Anyway, Chu Wee Leon says, I seriously couldn't tell this was made of toilet water. I don't mind having it in the fridge. I mean, it tastes just like beer, and I like beer. New beer uses new water. Oh, good Lord. Okay, new brew uses new water. Singapore's brand of drinking water recycled from sewage. Again, this is what happens when you have a national water agency.
So we know from, like, any type of prepping, right? If you're disaster prepping, post-apocalypse prepping, whatever it is, that there are ways. Oh, and even from, like, the Earthship guys, right? They recycle all of the water that they collect, including the gray water.
Yep.
Yes. And the black water.
But they don't drink it, though. They put it in the garden.
They put it through a series of filters before they reuse it for something else. So, sure, there are purification processes that could process even sewage, and extract whatever H2O is within them and, in theory, make it safe for drinking.
It's certainly possible. Look, if I was on an intergalactic spaceship, I would be more inclined. I would be more willing to drink recycled urine.
Right. Right.
Well, people do that. I mean, it's a whole like health trend now where people are using their urine for various things and drinking it.
But
so.
This is certainly not a feature. Right?
Right.
This is not something that I'm going to be like, hey, man, did you hear about the new piss water beer? Right? You know, and like, yeah, I picked up a 6-pack. Let's drink it now. No, that's not words I ever want to hear.
They certainly wouldn't, like, if they were making a brochure for this spaceship, that would not be one of the bullet points. Drink your own urine.
Right.
No, that's for the desperation period.
Absolutely. So new water, that's capital N-E-W, and then A-T-E-R in lowercase, like new water, because...
Oh, does it the capital? Okay, yeah.
It is a drinking water brand owned by the Singapore government, and it's drinking water...
Also... Don't drink government beer.
Don't drink government water, because it's made from sewage. Drink Dasani. As evil as Coke is, they're at least not bottling sewage for you.
Like
that we know of.
None of this government water, government beer, none of this is appealing in any way, shape, or form.
But, you know, they're doing better than Venezuela. Venezuela, a year or two ago, the people there were having to actually drink just unrecycled sewage water because they had nothing else. And the, you know, Venezuelan government, you know, was on the verge of collapsing and couldn't afford to.
Like, I knew some people that would go around to stores, mostly mom and pops, like convenience stores, that kind of thing, and offer to recycle their expired beer. You can only sell beers in certain areas by their expiration or whatever date is stamped on the cans or cases or whatever. And so they would go.
Beer expires?
In some states, they have. You have to put a date on it, and you can only sell it, you know, before that date or whatever. So anyway, they would go around and just collect expired beer, and they would distill it because you can just extract the remaining alcohol out of the beer and then, you know, make a spirit out of it. Now, whether or not that's legal in some places is up for debate, but they certainly would reduce, reuse, and recycle the crappiest of beers, but turn it into something drinkable. Now, that's admirable, but if you're just talking about a government who's got their own water facility, and now they want to do something with the water that they extract from your sewage, and they're going to make it into beer, these are all horrible ideas.
So PUB, and that is the National Water Agency there in Singapore, says that the new beer is part of an effort to educate Singaporeans on the importance of sustainable water use and recycling. The idea of processing sewage into drinking water, once largely resisted, has been gaining support in the past decade as the world's supply of fresh water is increasingly under stress. There are other things you can turn into fresh water than sewage is probably take less effort and be less disgusting. And I understand, you know, there are processes where you could remove all of the bad stuff and just have ordinary water. But, like, can we save that for the last resort, right? Can drinking sewage be our final option?
If this were like post-apocalypse situation and this were the only option available, okay, right?
Yeah.
It's what you have to do. But, like, that's not the case. And also, I don't trust any government to make this a viable product, much less a good one.
Well, it doesn't have to be. It's, you know, cooperating with the government here. So it doesn't matter if it's... I'm sure the brewery is getting the water at, like, no cost or something, because the government doesn't have to, you know, turn a profit. Singapore's new water is made by disinfecting sewage with ultraviolet light and passing the liquid through advanced membranes to remove contaminant particles. Advanced economies such as Israel and Singapore have fresh water resources that are limited, and they've already incorporated the technology into their supplies. Cities such as Los Angeles and London are examining plans to follow suit.
Oh, man.
Yeah, don't think being American is going to save you from drinking recycled sewage.
If it was going to happen anywhere, I'm not surprised that it would happen in L.A.
No, certainly not. New water perfectly suits brewing because it tastes natural, said Mitch Gravov, who is the head brewer there.
If you're naturally used to tasting horrible beer.
Oh, naturel.
Well, dude said that it just tastes like beer, right? The mineral profile of water plays a key role in chemical reactions during brewing. I imagine that, you know, if you had a... I'm willing to give you them the credit, the benefit of the doubt. They hand me a bottle of water that is new water, which is recycled sewage, and just a bottle of Dasani. I probably won't be able to tell the difference, right? It probably doesn't taste any worse than any other beer, but don't put it, I mean, than any other water, but don't put it on the label. I don't want to know it's recycled sewage.
I want to know because I don't want to drink it.
I know some folks who own and operate microbrews, and... Every one of them to a T says, before you even get started in the beer industry, make sure you have an excellent water source that is tasty.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That makes sense. I mean, that's ultimately the source of all of this. That's pretty much it for the story. I just brought it in because I know, Captain, you know, you at least used to drink beer, and it's a humorous story. There is more coming up here from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains in New Hampshire. You can come hang out with us. Check out the website at forkfest.party if you want to do that. That's forkfest.party. It is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.